and we will continue to develop it as a specialist centre. A smaller redevelopment plan there, and we need to do more work at Hammersmith in terms of doing a master plan for that site. The main services at Hammersmith will continue to be many of the main services that it delivers today. So renal services, haematology services, it'll be our major cancer centre, it'll be our cardiology and cardiac centre, and our heart attack centre will continue to remain at the Hammersmith site. We're just giving a bit of proposed scale and shape of the trust estates. Obviously, any estate strategy needs to be based around a clinical strategy. So we've focused on clinical strategy, and now we're starting to focus on, well, what will our estates, what will our infrastructure look like? So you can see there we are predicting that our overall number of inpatient beds will decrease, but our number of day case beds will increase, as you would expect, with changes and advances in technology. Our theatre numbers will stay roughly equivalent, and we will be able to use our space more efficiently as we will have modern facilities. So the total space that we will need will go down a little, and some of the land that we'll be able to realise will be invested in the redevelopment of our major sites.
Luxury flats.
So it's one thing about having a plan, the next thing is how you implement that plan. And there are a number of enabling strategies that we will need to continue to work on to bring this strategy to reality. Obviously, engagement with our community is essential in terms of implementing any clinical strategy. We need to continue to work with our university partner to further develop our research and education strategies. We've talked a little bit about ICT. The IT strategy will continue to evolve over our sites. We've just implemented patient administration system. The next step for us is implementing clinical documentation, electronic prescribing, and then going to a paperless medical record. Talked about the estates. We've had a lot of feedback from our patients around transport between our sites. We need to do further work on that, and we need to do further work about the sorts of models of care that our staff will need to be delivering in the future. To implement this strategy, we will be setting up a clinical transformation office that will really drive the implementation of the clinical strategy. And we'll be launching that clinical transformation office in the autumn. In terms of the site developments and the next steps with that, we have an outline business case that will be considered today by the board. Once the board has considered that, it will then go on to the Trust Development Authority and our commissioners, and from there forward to the Treasury. In terms of timeframes for any redevelopments, we would hope that the outline business case would be approved towards the end of this financial year. We then need to do a final business case, which would take about another year from there. And from there, assuming those approvals, construction could begin in the 16-17 year and end towards 2020. So that brings to an end the presentation on the clinical strategy. It is here for the board's consideration, discussion and approval.
Thank you very much.
Disgraceful, shameful.
Questions, comments? Sorry.
Tracy, I just really wanted to understand from you what has been the clinical engagement, because the strategy has been a long time in the making, and it's good to see what you have, but what has been the influence that the clinicians have had into it? I'd be really interested to hear.
We've had really extensive consultation, particularly over the last 2 months, but prior to that, about the 12 months prior to that. And we've really used our structures. We've used our divisional directors, who are all practicing clinicians. We've used our 16 chiefs of service, and we've really asked them to engage each of their clinical disciplines We've received a written feedback from many of the disciplines. We've had working sessions with many of them. We've had a number of meetings at a discipline level to really talk about their views on particular clinical specialties. So a great example would be discussions we had with our neurosurgeons. Neurosurgery is obviously a really important discipline. It's important in thinking about a major trauma service. It's important in thinking about delivery of a stroke service, but it's also critical to delivering head and neck services, base of skull surgery. So we had detailed discussions with our neurosurgeons, our ENT surgeons, our base of skull surgeons, our trauma surgeons, to really say, well, how would we organise best our neurosurgical services across each of our sites? We've taken that detailed feedback and put it into the clinical strategy. So we've gone down to a service level, and as I said in the presentation, we've engaged about a quarter to a third of our staff, which is a really extensive engagement to get that deep clinical engagement. I've got a meeting this afternoon with the Transmedical Advisory Council, which Chris will be at as well. And again, we've been to each of those sessions over the last few months to make sure we're really engaging our clinicians.
I have a related question. So we talk about Charing Cross Day surgery. So really, as a board, we need assurance that if you have day surgery there, you cannot plan for things. If things go wrong, what do the clinicians think? If there's a complication, what happens and how is that addressed and what is our plan for that?
Yes.
So we're well aware that there are many systematised day surgery centres that are standalone centres around the world. We've looked at many of those models around the world and we'll bring the best of those models as we design our own elective surgery centre. What it means is you really need to carefully select your case mix, but we also know that technology has continued to change and evolve. More and more surgical cases today are being done as day cases, are being done as 23-hour stay cases. So from our clinicians' perspective, it's a really exciting opportunity to separate out emergency surgery from elective surgery so that you can really drive your elective surgery without cases being interrupted and cancelled because an emergency case takes precedence.
I think the important thing to understand is that this clinical strategy is driven purely by the delivering quality healthcare. And it's important everybody understands. Got nothing to do with finance. This is being driven by driven by clinicians, and it's about the whole aspect of delivering quality and safe healthcare. And I think it's important that the board keep that in mind.
What the GPs?
Because this is all about that and nothing else.
No, it's about not. Demolishing
it's
our hospital and making money. And excuse you.
Sorry, would you stop interrupting during the process? Otherwise, I'll have to ask you to leave the
That's
meeting.
That's fair enough, but at the end of the day, tell the truth here.
Excuse me. Any other questions for Tracy? Yeah, Jerry.
The investment into St Mary's is dramatic, and it's over a short period of time. How confident can we be that the transitional programme of keeping our existing services running with such an intense programme is actually safe and effective?
We've got to work through the full detail of the implementation plan. We know how we're going to use existing space within our services across the whole sites to make sure that we can do that safely. It's things that we do all the time, so we're very used and versed to managing those risks in live operational instances. But there is a detailed phased plan that needs to be brought forward in full detail to the board as part of the full business case process.
Any other points? Yeah, Tom. Need a microphone.
Tracy, can you say something rather on the same theme as Sarah's question about how far the construction of this strategy has involved the stakeholders, and in particular I have in mind the commissioning groups who, after all, commission our services and provide us with our income, or some of it, and are largely, I think, consist of local GPs.
Thanks, Tom. So over the last 2 months, we've actually worked in co-production
with our commissioners. What does that mean? It means that we've been jointly developing with them the outline business case and the details of our